Well, this afternoon, we are especially pleased and honored to have on this special day the attendance and participation of Dr. Betty Shabazz, who is an important person, not only because she shared the personal life and experience with her husband, Malcolm X, but also because she is an important person in her own right. We are especially full of respect and honor for her on this day, but also because she herself is an active supporter and participant in the efforts that we are involved in not only preserving, but in doing research to understand more fully and to propagate the meaning of the life of Malcolm X. And so I'm particularly pleased and honored to introduce her now and to invite her to say a few words to us.
Thank you very much, Dr. McWhorter, who is, I don't think it's been widely disseminated, but he is the, director of the Malcolm X Foundation, and please join me in giving him a great hand. But what we are doing is, Professor Sales has said already that we are going to, not say Malcolm X, we're going to say Malik Shabazz Foundation, so that to be more correct, he is the director of the Malik Shabazz Foundation, of which the Malcolm X group is a part of that. I see here you put the Cooperative Research Network in my studies, and we'll find a place for that. Let me just say that very briefly, that I was very pleased to know that this symposium was taking place, and when Dr. McWhorter told me some weeks ago that Dr. Gloria Joseph would be here, I was most delighted, and I'm very pleased to see that as many scholars that are here, and certainly do support some of the things that you will be doing in attempting to clarify the morphology and systematize some of the works of Malcolm. I went this morning and it was very emotional to the street naming, the change of names from Lenox Avenue to Malcolm X Boulevard, and there was a brother, his name was Opal Fahmy, and there were a lot of different people from the beginning to the end that really participated. Even Professor Sales left his writing, he's finishing his dissertation, left it to go out and scream in Harlem one night. And when he called me the next morning, he could hardly speak. But one of the things we do understand as academicians is that we have to, from time to time, do things that will bring about resolution to certain things that have not happened and probably would not happen unless we intervene. So that I wanted to thank not only all of the very fine people in Harlem, but all of the people around who contributed to the naming of Lenox Avenue in Harlem, to Malcolm X Boulevard, and certainly to Professor Sales and Dr. McWhorter, who came all the way from Chicago to stand on the corner to get people to sign petitions. So that, let me thank you on behalf of my six daughters and on behalf of Black people who need to understand what Malcolm was all about. and all of the growing people on earth who are now really asking a lot of questions, particularly with what is happening to people all over the face of the earth. And I was talking to someone in Washington the other day who was telling me about the hard job he's having in attempting to bring about some solvency of what is happening in South Africa. And he has a lot of support. And it's some 22 to 23 years after Malcolm's assassination. And then I said to him, but you were one of the people about 17 years ago who was at the UN who couldn't understand Malcolm's intervention in South Africa. And he says, you know, and I've thought about that for more times than I would care to, but some 22 years ago when Malcolm was involved in attempting to get people in this country to understand South Africa, and everybody was saying that he was now taking his hate all the way to South Africa. And I think Dr. McLaughlin attempted maybe about 15 years ago, no, 9-10 years ago when she had the Malcolm X lecture series at Montgomery College, and everyone was running around really kind of frightened, but the, when it started, it was just so beautiful, and people came from all over the place, so that there is a lot of interest. And let me just thank you, all of you. Thank you.